The study finds that patients respond better to combinations of anti-epileptic drugs with different mechanisms than they do to combinations of drugs that act in the same way. Dr. Jose Cavazos, director of the MD-PhD program at the UT Health Science Center, says although newer epilepsy drugs have fewer side effects, there's been little data on combining drugs.
The dogma has been that you use medications serially. First one medicine, the patient fails it. Then you go to the next medication, patient fails it. You go to another medication. So that's the serial monotherapy.
More recently, Cavazos says combinations of drugs have been used, and he set out to discover the varying results. He spent 2 years weeding through 96 million patient records from insurance databases and found among 8,600 patients that combinations of drugs with different mechanisms resulted in better efficacy and fewer complications.
Now, we also found that they, and this is important from a total healthcare cost, is that they were going less to the emergency room. They were having less hospitalizations for seizures as well as for other complications. And they were refilling medications for a much longer period of time.
Cavazos says even though the drugs may cost more initially, the reduced hospital care and complications resulted in a lower overall health care cost, something important to insurance companies. The study is published in JAMA Neurology Online. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.